"This is how I imagined Sherwood Forest," she said, her voice full of reverence. "I almost expect to see Robin Hood pop out from behind a tree."
"Robin Hood?"
"You know," she stopped to look at him. "The exiled prince who stole the medicine to give to the orphans?" Bellamy stared at her blankly. "With the enchanted bow and arrows? You kind of remind me of him, now that I think about it," she added, smiling. Bellamy ran his hand along a vine-covered branch that shimmered slightly in the dim light. "We don't get a lot of story time on Walden," he said stiffly, but then his voice softened.
"There aren't many books, so I used to make up fairy tales for Octavia when she was little.
Her favorite was about an enchanted trash can," he snorted.
"It was the best I could do."
Clark smiled. "It was brave, what you did for her," she said.
"Yeah, well, I'd say the same thing about you, but I have a feeling you're not exactly here by choice."
She held up her wrist, which, like all the others, was still encased in the monitor bracelet. "What gave it away?"
"I'm sure he deserved it," Bellamy said with a grin, but instead of laughing, Clark turned away.
He'd meant it as a joke, but he should have known that he couldn't be so glib with her, with anyone who was here, really. They were all hiding something, Bellamy most of all.
"Hey, I'm sorry," he said.
He apologized so rarely, the word felt strange in his mouth.
"We'll find the medicine chest. What's in it anyway?"
"Everything. Sterile bandages, painkillers, antibiotics. Things that could make all the difference to—" she paused for a moment. "To the injured people." Bellamy knew she was thinking about the one girl she was always watching over, her friend.
"You really care about her, don't you?"
He held out his hand to help her over a moss-covered log blocking their path.
"She's my best friend," Clark said, taking his hand. "The only person on Earth who knows the real me."
She shot an embarrassed smile at Bellamy, but he nodded.
"I know what you mean. Octavia was the only person in the world who truly knew him. There was no one else he really cared about ever seeing again."
But then he glanced over at Clark, who was leaning over to breathe in the scent of a bright pink flower, the sun catching the gold strands in her hair, and suddenly, he wasn't so sure.